Exclusive: Jordan blasts Blinken's response on letter undermining Hunter Biden story, he continues to deflect. By Ashley Oliver on June 27, 2023. Judiciary Committee Chairman Representative Jim Jordan, RO, expressed his dissatisfaction Tuesday with a response he received from Secretary of State Antony Blinken regarding Blinken's role in the statement 51 former intelligence officials wrote casting doubt on the Hunter Biden story in 2020. Jordan accused Blinken of continuing to deflect on the matter after Blinken's attorney rejected demands Jordan and Intel Committee Chairman Mike Turner, RO, made to Blinken regarding the statement. Secretary Blinken continues to deflect responsibility for his role in misleading Americans about the Hunter Biden allegations, Jordan told Breitbart News. He added, especially in light of recent revelations, Congress should be ready to use all available options to get to the truth. Jordan and Turner had asked Blinken on April 20 for any documents and communications he had related to the ex-Intel official's statement from 2020, when Blinken served as a paid senior advisor to the Biden campaign. Dissatisfied with Blinken's reply, the chairman reiterated their requests on June 12, threatening to subpoena Blinken should he not comply with them by June 26. In a letter to the chairman written June 26 and obtained by Breitbart News, Jonathan Sue, an attorney with Latham & Watkins LLP representing Blinken, laid out three reasons why Jordan and Turner's demands were baseless. First, Sue repeated Blinken's public position that he did not solicit the statement, which was published in Politico 2 weeks before the 2020 presidential election and served to discredit the bombshell New York Post story, written by now Breitbart News political editor Emma Jo Morris, about the Biden family's business dealings. Sue went on to say that testimony the committees received from former CIA acting director Mike Morrell corroborates Blinken's position. Morrell co-wrote the statement and signed it along with 50 other influential former Intel officials. It stated without evidence that the Post story had all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation, and Biden relied on the statement in the final presidential debate when confronted about the story. Morrell had told the committees that while Blinken did not ask for the statement, a call from him is what prompted Morrell to write it. Sue also disputed testimony the committees received from Director of National Intelligence James Clapper and the other co-author of the statement, Mark Palamaro-Poulos, potentially implicating Blinken and the Biden campaign in the statement's inception. Secondly, Sue questioned the legislative purpose the chairman said they had in seeking the requested information from Blinken. The statement in question did not involve classified information or security clearances, and Secretary Blinken has never had any contact with a U.S. intelligence agency about the preparation of the statement in question, Sue wrote of the chairman's proposed potential legislative reforms. As a third matter, Sue said that even if the chairman did have a valid legislative purpose for their demands, there is no dispute that Blinken was a private citizen at the time the statement was issued. And since he did not solicit the statement, his conduct had nothing to do with classified information or security clearances. I trust this satisfies your need for information on this matter, Sue concluded. The chairman have charged that the Intel official's statement amounted to election meddling, saying it deprived the American people of the opportunity to make a fully informed decision during the 2020 presidential election. As indicated by Jordan's remark to Breitbart News, the chairman are likely to continue pursuing information from Blinken using all available options, such as issuing a subpoena or threatening contempt of Congress. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.